Call your attention to the Gospel according to St. John, out of the sixth chapter. And I'll begin reading at verse 64 through 70. The Bible reads this morning, "But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. Supporting scripture, Romans 7:21. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is also present with me. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. Based on those verses this morning, we'd like to use a thought or subject. There's always a devil in the crowd. There's always a devil in the crowd. And I find this morning that even as good as God has been to us, even in the midst of us being able to say we serve a masterful, loving, merciful God, there's still always somebody in the midst that's going to be critical. There's always somebody that's going to have a negative spirit. There's always somebody that just can't quite see no farther than right there. But we got to learn how to walk by faith. And when we walk by faith, we see with an unnatural eye. Hallelujah, Jesus. You ever learn how to see with your soul? All right. You hear that? So you got to learn how to see when you can't see and know that it's still going to be all right because of the God that we serve. It's because of that God that he's allowed us another opportunity to come into this holy sanctuary. He's been merciful to us, and he's allowed us a chance to give him worship, to praise him, to glorify his name. And I just thank God for this opportunity to stand on my feet and to tell God thank you. You don't never know when it's going to be your last time that you sing a song, preach a message, or testify, or even just be in the midst. We ought to be thankful every time God allows us to come through these doors or any doors, even in your own home. You ought to be thankful because there are a lot of folks, sometime when they leave home, they never return. Hallelujah, Jesus. When we consider all that is going on in the world around us, and we consider all that we've heard about the many lives that are being taken through the storms and the rain, and we know that there's a powerful God somewhere, we ought to be ever so thankful that it has not hit us like that yet, but it's getting closer and closer and closer. But I wonder, even in the midst of even being informed, are we getting any closer to the Lord? Are we praying? Do we have our faith intact to know that if God did see fit to have a tornado to drop right here in Lexington, would it drop on Fowles Chapel? Would it drop right beside Fowles Chapel? Would it drop in my living room? You really do not know. The after fact, we began to sort of share our compassion. We begin to share our sympathy with those that have lost. But when you are struggling yourself and you can't hardly make it yourself, it's not very much you can do for nobody else. But there is one thing that God gave us that we all can do. We can always talk to the Father. We can talk to him on our behalf. We can talk to him on the behalf of others. We can talk to him on behalf of those all the way across the world. And God can hear your humble cry. And whereas you may not be able to get there, God has the power to be anywhere at all times if you believe. You got to believe that God is able to do these things, and we cannot take it lightly. We have so many folk, even this morning, even though it's a holiday season and many people are vacationing, there are a whole lot of folk that are going through sickness and heartache, depression and loneliness, and yes, even laziness will keep us out of the house of God. It get a little cloudy in the morning, and it seemed like when you look out, it's a little cool this morning. I rest better when it's cool, so we decide that I'm not going anywhere. But how many of you know every time that you get an opportunity to come to the house of God and to tell God, thank you, that's a blessing on your behalf. You're not doing God a favor by being here. God got angels singing all day long, all night long. There are angels singing in the heavens. So he don't necessarily need us to sing our praises. But he expects us to do that because he made us from the dust of the ground. He is our God. He is our Father. He is our leader. He ought to be our God. And if we love the Lord like we say we do, we ought to act like we love him. We ought to act like we got something down on the inside every now and then. You ought to have a mind to tell God, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are so concerned with one another that we forgot who's in charge. You are not in control. You think you're in control. God gave you a mind, and we have a mind that we can make decisions, but you are not in control of this world. Care what you want, God gonna give you what he wants to give us. And I believe that whatever God gives us is good. This weekend we celebrate and we talk about Memorial Day, remembering all of those that have lost their lives along the way. Memorial Day, a United States federal holiday observed on the last Monday of May. Formerly known as Decoration Day, commemorates men and women who have died while in military service, first enacted to honor Union and Confederate soldiers following the American Civil War, and was extended after World War I to honor all Americans who have died in wars. A ritual of remembrance and reconciliation, a time to visit graves and to fly flags to say thank you. We remember what you done, so that we can have the rights and we can have the freedoms that we enjoy in life right now. So many times we fail to remember the real reason why this holiday exists. You see, we got to understand it's about those that have died. It's not about taking a trip to the beach. It's not about the Coca-Cola 600. It's not about fireworks or barbecue. Most of us are concerned of what we're going to do on Memorial Day. You ought to be praying and thanking God and remembering those that gave their life for the good of the land. But what we want to know is what we're going to do to entertain ourselves. What are we going to do to feel good about ourselves? What are we going to do to draw the crowd over to our house? It's not about you. It's not about the crowd. Memorial Day is about those that have already died. And not only those that have died, but we got to remember those that are out there on the battleground right now. It's time to remember them right now. Our brothers and our sisters are all over the world fighting for this country that we can still have the freedom in life. We ought to remember. And it ought to be something that has a significant meaning to us. We ought to be thankful for those of us, that those that are among us, even in here, that have served and have went out on the battleground, have served their time, but God blessed them to live through it and come back home. But yet there's still somebody out there fighting that those that have come home got a home to come to. And then after coming home, that brother or that sister will be treated like somebody. It is a shame to go and give your life for your country and then come back to a country that'll close the door in your face. But yet you got your offspring that are yet still coming up, and then they're still going off into the armed forces. Some come home. Some never will return. So we remember. Memorial Day is more than just a holiday of celebration of just having a good time. It ought to be a time where, even though many of them we did not know, it should touch our hearts to know that somebody loved life, loved freedom enough that they gave their very lives. I'm sure that when they enlisted or when they were drafted, they didn't realize at that particular time that they would not come home. They thought, just like some of those that are in here, the veterans that we have in here, that went, came back home and everything is all right. But there are some that went and never came back home. The family remembers them. But what about us? They didn't just die for the family. They died for all people. Whatever nationality you are, if you are a person, if you are a citizen of the United States of America, those people died for us. And we ought to remember them. We ought to remember them with dignity. We ought to remember them with integrity in our minds and in our hearts, knowing that it was a good thing that they did. But you see, what we realize is that the main reason that they had to fight in the first place is because of the enemy, the adversary, the deceiver, better known as the devil. The devil has been causing havoc ever since he got there in the garden. Twisted up the word of God. Deceived mankind. And ever since that time, we've been going downhill, downhill, downhill. And every now and again, we look up to the hills and know where our help come from. And some of us grab hold. And we come up out that dirt, come up out the hole. Anybody glad to be up out of the hole of despair? Anybody glad that don't nobody have you chained down? You are not shackled. You can go to any house of worship you want to go to. You can open up your mouth and tell God thank you. And when somebody has died for you to have the right to go and worship God, why do you sit in God's house like you somebody special? Come on, man. Come on, man. Please, the enemy is true to his word. For the Bible declares he's going to and fro, seeking whomsoever he can destroy. Every time things start to go good, the devil injects something that would cause tension and division. You see, we got to be on the lookout and not only allow ourselves to be such an easy tool to be used by the enemy. We sometimes get caught up in that myth that the devil got pointed ears and a long tail. No, the devil got two legs and two arms and two eyes, just like you got. And that devil don't care who he mess with. You ever heard somebody say the devil just like a lie? Lie don't care who tell him, the devil don't care who he mess with. Many of us, we attribute and give the devil just too much credit. The devil made me do that. Well, watch out for the devil. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. I'd be in a better position now if it had not been for what the devil did. Wait. Where was your part in it? The devil couldn't do it all by himself. He had to have a willing vessel. When you step out of God's line, when you step out of the guideline that God has given us, it's not just the devil, it's you and the devil. You got to understand, we got to tell our young people today, don't let the devil use you. Sometimes the devil will use you to tear up somebody's happy home. Sometimes the devil will see that it seemed like you got a little too much joy. You got too much peace in your relationship, in your life, and the devil don't like it. So the devil throws and injects something in. The devil don't like it when y'all get along with one another. See, the devil get happy when y'all are fighting, cussing, and fussing. My baby's back here. Can't watch over them every day, all day. And there's an enemy out to deceive them. That enemy gonna tell that little girl, you a beautiful little girl. You look like a woman. That devil just told you a lie. You still a little girl. Watch the tricks of the devil. That devil tell our little boys that you don't need a job. All you got is a good hustle. Make you some quick money and go on about your business. Watch out for the trick of the devil. Mama and them said trouble is easy to get into, but hard to get out of. Anybody ever found out that mama and them knew a little bit what they were talking about? The enemy is always out there, and you got to learn how to ward off the tricks of the devil. Now, I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that it's not easy. Because you got to understand, you know how we use that term, I'm just human. Just human is not really a good excuse. Because it's humans that's going to hell. Trees ain't going to hell. Flowers are not going to hell. It's the humans. I make a mistake. Well, we all have made mistakes, but if you are a believer in the one that came to clear it up, you can clean up your own mess all by yourself. I wonder if we would be honest with ourselves. How many of us in here have stirred up or caused a mess? Anybody else? Come on, at school, any of y'all ever start the trouble? Come on, come on. But in the midst of all of that, even though there come the time you say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do it. And it's a good thing to be able to have a spirit to apologize. Don't never get so tough and so hard that you too mean to say that you're sorry. Because when you get so mean, you can't say that you're sorry. There's something that's hardening your heart. And if your heart gets too hard, God can't come in and use you like he wants to use you. You got to understand in being human that there is a battle going on. The good against the bad. Sometimes, even though we know what's the right thing to do, how many of us decide that we're going to just do what we want to do? Anybody in here did that? I know what's the right thing to do, but I'd rather do what makes me happy. Let's see what the Bible says. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. Oh, he's going to find somebody in here in these words. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Where did the sin come from? For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. So in other words, it's in my mind to do the right thing. But I just cannot understand what's wrong with me. I know the right thing to do, but for some reason or another, the sin within me keep on making me do what I know not to do. But even though I know not to do it, I do it anyhow. Anybody with me? Come on, come on, come on, come on. for the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Oh, Jesus. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Again, turn it around and trying to put it on the sin. So now, then the Bible says, I find then a law. And that law is that when I would do good, evil is also present with me. Isn't that amazing? You got your mind on doing the right thing. Come to the meeting in the right spirit. Got yourself prayed up and everything's all right. But when you get in the meeting, there sits one of the devil's enemies. You ever notice how when the devil is in the midst, you feel an uneasiness? You ever notice how you can be in the midst of a group of people and sometimes there's a one-chord spirit. There's a one-accord spirit where everything seems like everything's in harmony and everything's going well. But then there's sometimes that you get in the midst and you feel a little friction from somewhere. You see, what they call that is trying the spirit, discerning a spirit. And when I discern that there is a spirit that is against me or a spirit that is negative or a spirit that is against the will of God, then something got to come up. My alarm system got to go off and say, be on the lookout because there's a devil in the crowd. Anybody in here been in the midst of a crowd and 1 minute, everybody having a good time. 10 minutes later, we found out where the devil was. Wherever the noise and the cussing and the fussing is, that's where the devil is. Try it. Now, you're going to have somebody in the midst that's going to be embarrassed. I don't know why they're doing all that. Somebody in the midst going to be a booster. Anybody know any of them kind of folk? See, the devil don't like to be out there all by himself. He always got to have somebody to help boost him along. Yeah, Sharon, I told you they were talking about you. Judy chimes in, yeah, they said it, I heard them. Be careful of the tricks and the traps of the devil. Because they are designed to get your eyes off of Jesus. They are designed to make you think that everybody is against you. They are designed to make you think that all of your praying and all of your running has been in vain. But God told me to stop by Fowl's Chapel this morning and let somebody know that in the midst of every crowd, there is a devil. And if we look at the word of God in our text this morning, there he was sitting there with the disciples, the very one that he chose himself. And there was one in the midst by the name of Judas. Judas was the one that was going to betray him. And the Bible said, but there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who it was that was going to betray them. But I stopped by to let you know that when Jesus chose Judas, Judas was not full of the devil. But somewhere along the line in life, he heard the wrong thing from the wrong somebody and found out that if I can get my hands on a little piece of money, then that'll make everything all right for me. You better be careful about what you do for a dollar. Because every dollar that makes you feel good on one side might send you to hell on the other side. I stop by to tell you, you got to trust the word of God. Many there are that the disciples, when they hear the word of God, and Jesus was teaching them that I got to die, I got to go away. And when I go away, my blood is going to deliver you. And they didn't want to accept the fact that I hear my Jesus saying that he is going to die. Oh, no, that's got to be hard for me to take. I can't understand why is it that a man of God is going to die. But I stopped by to tell somebody that God got everything under control. You got to believe in the power of God. You got to believe that God going to make a way out of no way. I thank God this morning that every time I look around, God is always right there in the midst. But the Bible say that there were some of you that will not believe in sound doctrine. The Bible say that all of the multitudes of people, there are a whole lot of people around Jesus. Everybody that was around him did not love him. Everybody didn't have a steadfast spirit. But what does the Bible say? The Bible say that there were some that was a men among them that they went on and left and said, I'm never going to follow him again. You better be careful who you follow. You better be careful who you listen to. You better be careful even though you fall. Don't let the devil get the best of you. Get yourself back up off the dirt. Realize that God will make a way out of no way. Didn't Jesus say in the word of God, I chose the 12 disciples and one of you is a devil. If God chose 12 and one was a devil, in every situation, in every time we come together, there's always a devil in the crowd. I don't care if you go to the church house, there's a devil in the crowd. Go to the courthouse, there's a devil in the crowd. Go to your house, there might be a devil in the crowd. When you go around the block, there's a devil in the crowd. When you go to Walmart, there's a devil in the crowd. When you go to the mall, there's a devil in the crowd. Even though sometimes you want to say yes, even though sometimes you know what's the right thing to do, there's a battle going on in your flesh. One nature fighting against that nature. Good is fighting against bad. But I'm glad this morning that with everything that I got, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to tell God thank you. I'm going to do what I can while I can. I'm going to watch out for the trick of the devil. Because I know that every time things are going good, every time I get happy about Jesus, there's always a devil in the midst saying he don't take all of that. Somebody go and set him down, but don't set me down right now. I got to tell God thank you. I got to tell God I love you, and I need you right by my side. Anybody want to thank God? Anybody want to give God glory? Anybody want to step on the devil? You better tell the devil he's a lie. Put that devil behind you and move on forward to higher heights. I press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm forgetting those things that are behind me. Devil, you a lie. You can't catch me, devil. You can't catch me, devil, because I'm on my way to glory. Ain't nobody gonna turn me around. I found out that I'm not perfect. I still got some shortcomings. But the devil's not going to get the best of me. I learned how to say I'm sorry. I learned how to humble myself. And I learned how to just be real. It is what it is. Some folk, because they got a figment in their imagination of what they think you all about. And that's the way that they'll judge you. That's the way that they'll treat you. But you can do what you want to do. What you think ain't going to make me be what you think. I'm going to be who I am anyhow. And when I find out that you don't like something about me, well, let me put myself there so you can see what you don't like. Because I love it. Anybody love yourself this morning? You better stop letting that enemy make you feel bad. I ain't got to look like nobody. I ain't got to have what nobody else got. All I got to have is what God gave me. And if the Lord never does anything else for me, he's already done enough. As good as I feel right now, hallelujah, I still got to watch myself. Because there's a devil in the crowd. Don't fool yourself. Old devil can dress up, look all good, sound smooth, tell you some things you ain't never heard before. And the devil can make it sound so sweet when you begin to think, well, I done made some ground and I'm moving on toward where God wants me to be. Then that old devil He throws some stuff at you. Brand new stuff. See, the devil ain't old. Devil got some new stuff. Devil keeps up with what the young folk, he know more about what the young folk know than we do. Because he feed them unnecessary mess. And it's our job to know that it's a trick of the devil. Don't destroy the love that you have for your child because of the fact that they've been a tool of the devil. But you step in the midst of that situation and tell that devil, you a lie, you're not having mine. Because God gave me this child. And I'm going to get down on bending knees. And I'm going to pray until I see a change come. Because if I keep on praying, God's going to do what I need him to do. Even in the midst, even when the devil's in the midst. Who got all power? God. So devil, try your best. But you can't win here. Because I belong to a great master. I belong to Jesus. Anybody belong to Jesus? Anybody happy about Jesus? Anybody just want to tell him thank you? Thank you that you didn't allow the devil to rob me. Thank you that I recognize the enemy when I see him. Thank you that I know how to walk away. I know how to know that it's the devil or it's God. And when it's the devil, back up off it, let it alone. Go down on bended knees and say in the name of Jesus. Satan is a liar. We gonna make it because we trust the power of God. Let us not be like some of that multitude that because they didn't have a clear understanding of what Jesus was saying, they fell by the wayside. They turned their backs on Jesus and they walked away. And when Jesus realized and saw that, Jesus said, he went to the 12. So you the 12 that I chose, and one of you is a devil. Could you imagine someone that you loved and cherished that much? Wouldn't you think that even though he said it, he had to be hurting? I've chose you, you my son, you my disciple, I've taught you, and here it is, you're going to betray me. For 30 pieces of silver. You are devil, Judas. A devil. But God has all power. He can help you beat the devil running. I'm finished, but if you would just take your time to get an understanding of that seventh chapter of Romans, so that you can understand that there is a physical battle going on within yourself. The two natures, good and evil, spirit and flesh. Spirit good, flesh evil. Battle going on. And the only way that the spirit can be the victor, you got to call on Jesus. And you got to let him lead and direct your path. And as you go on the path of life, do understand that there's always going to be a devil in the crowd. But don't let the devil hinder you from getting to where God has for you to be. Because the devil don't have power over God. God has a way of covering you. He said, I hide you in my mighty pavilion. In your times of trouble, nobody will be able to pluck you out of my hand if you stay in my hand.